Father's intention or the Father's vision is that he will manifest himself through everyone, every part of the body of Christ. Experience will be measured. Your victory will be measured according to the purity of your doctrine. Your progress will be measured according to the soundness of your doctrine. Things have the power to shape a believer's future. They continue steadfastly first in the apostles' doctrine, because it is from this doctrine that the power will flow with the intention that God had in mind.
Oh, Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Levro paki gazima kura beketi salikete potakaya. Nempetosish devro paktila konsesta. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst. Thank you for what you are doing through Glories of Church and through every life standing here, virtually and actually. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, in this second service, our hearts and our minds are open to receive your word. We receive the manifestations of your spirit. Thank you for speaking through my lips, touching through my hands, seeing through my eyes. Thank you for magnifying Jesus. Thank you for edifying your people. We give you praise. I declare that yokes are destroyed, burdens are lifted, questions are answered. Your angels are positioned in time and space to carry out my words. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, as I speak your word boldly, Lego Rebecca to Sishtepon, let there be great and mighty testimonies following. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is our month of sudden breakouts. Hallelujah. This is our month of sudden breakouts. I want you to be expectant. I want you to run with this word. The Lord has told us this is our month of sudden breakouts. He says the Lord of the breaks has broken us out of every tight place. Who am I talking to? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Liga Brendo Kepa, as you stand under this atmosphere. Truly, the Lord of the bricks has broken you out of every tight place. In the name of Jesus. The Lord of hosts has broken you into your harvest. Into your mega harvest. In the name of Jesus. Long-standing heart desires are granted. I don't know who I'm talking to. I say long-standing heart desires are granted. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sudden breakouts. Come on, shout sudden breakouts. Sudden breakouts. Shout it, sudden breakouts. Hallelujah. Welcome three people around you and tell them, happy August. It is sudden breakout. The Lord of the breaks has broken me into my large peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you greeted three people? Are you sure? You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, word of Savior. Hallelujah, word of friend. Healing, saving, loving, guiding. He's with us even now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, how we love you. Acts chapter 2. Okay. Acts chapter 2, 42. Then we go to Luke 11 very quickly. Acts 2, 42. Are you ready for God's word? Are you with your Bibles? Are you sure, sure, sure? Are you sure, 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 sure? Kai, the Lord of the bricks has broken upon us. Every limitation has been shattered. We have crumbled it. Anywhere they kept your money, we have broken into those places. In the name of Jesus, they have come into your hands. Let me tell you, Satan fought the finances, attempted to fight the finances of God's people at the point this year. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's a lie. The devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for God's word? All right. Thank you, Lord. Those of you watching online, remember to share the links with others so they can watch. And remember to subscribe. All right. Very quickly. Very quickly. Primitive apostolic practices. This part 6b. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. And we're fasting. You know, tomorrow we're doing absolute fast. Amen. So eat today, for tomorrow you shall fast absolutely. But you know those things, it doesn't follow that you ate all the food this night. In fact, you disturb your stomach. You are conditioning yourself for hunger tomorrow. Amen. Just eat your normal food. Amen. And I know that we're not eating again till Tuesday evening. Amen. Glory to God. But we'll spend time praying on Mixlr in the morning. We'll be here in the evening at 5:30 to pray. In between here and there, create time to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says Jesus withdrew himself into a solitary place and there he prayed. You know, being in isolation is not funny sometimes, except you are used to it. And let me tell you, there are times where just prayer is not enough. You have to add fasting. There are times where they pray and fasting, just that is not enough. You have to add isolation. Amen. That means you are not talking to people too much. Is somebody with me? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you heard that. All right, so it's part of primitive apostolic practice. We are fasting. My angel is watching all of you in your homes. Amen. All right. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So this has been our landing page for the teaching series. Okay, primitive apostolic practices. We saw what they did. We've read and studied some portions of the book of Acts and the teachings of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we touched some writings of the apostles, which what God the epistles here and there in the course of the teaching. Praise God forevermore. And a lot has been learned. Now, if you are just coming here today, I will encourage you, go to the e-library and get the materials. Praise God. All right, we started by saying that the design of the New Testament prohibits that a few people should be shining on the pulpit. Amen. The design of the New Testament necessitates that every believer should be trained and raised to carry and communicate the power of God and the fullness of God's presence. Are we together? So we said the model is that every man a minister, every believer ought to be a minister. Glory to God forevermore. So ministry has gone beyond the pulpits. Okay, ministry includes both the pulpits and the marketplace. I am in ministry. You are in ministry. Can I get an amen? Glory to God. I have a calling to represent God on the earth. You also have a calling to represent God on the earth. That is God's model for the New Testament church. And that is very important. So there is no more hiding place. Okay, it's only pastors and apostles and prophets that are called. Every believer has a calling. And every believer is expected to submit himself or herself to be raised, okay, to fulfill that calling. This is why you hear me say again and again that a church is not a shrine, okay? And pastors are not babalawos. Amen. And you know exactly what I'm trying to communicate by that. That means you don't, except you want to be a babalawo yourself. You don't go and stay with the babalawo. Amen. Morning, okay, you go for service every Sunday. Except you're going for apprenticeship. Praise God. But the normal practice is people go there, the people are not here. Amen. They are not here. People go there just to meet immediate needs. There's no vision. Amen. There is no fellowship, okay? There is no training, nothing more. Baba, this is what I want. And then they conjure the thing for the person and it goes. Okay, I have to use that because we watch Nigerian movies a lot growing up, so you are used to that, amen? You know what I'm talking about. Are we together? Now, unfortunately, many believers have carried that thinking into Christianity. So this is why you see a lot of ministers being under pressure to prophesy, being under pressure to see. You see people meet a man of God and say, sir, man of God, prophet, what can you see? See for me. You've not seen anything. What's the Lord saying? Amen. There are those that are just sending messages. Say, pastor, there are three guys coming. One is James, one is John, one is Peter. Who should I marry? Just pray and let me know the will of God. Okay, pray. I'll just send my seed. Amen. I don't know. I'm confused. Just pray and let me know the will of God. There's nothing like that. Amen. a pastor should only confirm what God has told you in your heart. And that also extends to the ministry of the New Testament prophet. Okay? It's confirmatory. You know why? We are alive to God. Oh, we are alive to God. God lives in us now in the New Testament. We are God's accommodation. We are God's headquarters. So you are to learn how to walk with God and how to represent God on the earth. This is why we're teaching things like this. Are we together? We said that if we can know and do the things they did in the early church, we'll have their results. They were phenomenal. Did you read Acts of the Apostles? Have you read church history? Especially in the first century? Phenomenal. They literally covered their den world within a short period of time. Without technology, without YouTube, without satellite TV. Have it together. Without a mobile phone, without aircraft. Maybe you didn't get the point. That means in those days, if you were going to London, you are going to spend weeks and months. Now, in 8 hours, you just fly from here and you're in Heathrow. Are you here? Just in 8 hours. That means if you're going for a missionary journey to preach, and if you read maybe some of the 17th, 18th century revivalists and evangelists, those that have to go cross continent, you see the sacrifice. You're on the ship for months. Praise God. So you go there, do your tour, and then come back for months. That's remarkable. But now you can preach in UK in the morning on Saturday and be in your church on Sunday morning. Do you know that? Praise God. Hallelujah. The world has changed. What am I saying? We have more platforms, we have more possibilities, we have more technology to help us carry this gospel faster. So if it's not going fast enough, there's a problem with the practices. So we call it primitive apostolic practices. Amen. And the first thing we saw was what? Commitment to sound doctrine. Number two, the practice of protracted interface with the teaching of God's word. Number three, is your mouth under the anointing? Number three, the practice of protracted and consistent prayer. Amen. So under that, we began to talk about developing a prayer life. That's what we are. Praise God. All right. So three pillars of an effective prayer life. That's where we are. We'll just jump there now. Three pillars of an effective prayer life. I listed it out for you last week. Number one, communion. Number two, commitment. Number three, community. All right. So can we say now? So in fact, we've done a lot of justice to communion. Okay. We've done a lot of justice to it. We began from Luke 11, 1 to 2. One of his disciples came after he had prayed. He says, Master, teach us to pray, right? And then he says, when you pray, say, Our Father, it art in heaven. Amen. Some of you say that growing up. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So we said the revelation of the fatherhood of God is the foundation of effective prayer life. That means prayer is primarily relationship, communion, not transaction. Did you get that? It's not transaction. That's the first view you must have. All right. So number two, commitment or consistency. I added consistency. That's the second factor or the second pillar of effective prayer life. Commitment or consistency. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we ready to say now? Are we ready? Okay. The teaching on prayer and the practice of prayer itself is incomplete without the understanding of the element of consistency and commitment. Is incomplete. After you have understood that, look, prayer is fellowship with God. Okay. Prayer is mingling with God until his heart drops in your heart. Prayer is staying with God until his passion becomes your passion, until his will becomes your command. After you have understood that, you must understand the place of commitment to the ministry of prayer, the place of commitment to building a prayer life, the place of consistency in prayer. Hallelujah. And it's no coincidence that the first instance Jesus gave after he taught them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which is the foundation we laid of communion. The next thing he said was giving a story of a man who had a visitor who went to meet his neighbor asking for bread. Okay, verse 5 now. And he said unto him, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Change to new KJV from the next verse. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. I need you to listen. Next verse. And he will answer from within, saying, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. Verse 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give to him because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So you read further, I began to talk about ask and you shall receive, knock and you shall find, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So the context is still prayer, is teaching about prayer. And not just this place, we began to look from Genesis, you will see there that there is a dimension to prayer called consistency. There's a dimension to prayer called persistence. There's a dimension to prayer called commitment. Are we together? That's what he's saying. That even when there is no, there are natural odds, mental odds, spiritual odds. It looks as though this is not going to happen. If you stay there, you will get the answer that you require. So this consistency is staying on the matter until what you are looking for, you find. Have it together. Not stopping on the way. I was teaching you about 2 months ago that there are many believers who have never really known what it means to pray. That means they never pray to a point where they hit the gusher. They just live at the general mercy of God. They don't know what it means to bear things to prayer. They don't know what it means to deliver things to prayer. They know what it means to stay. If you stay, you pray, you get tired, you are drawn and come back again. Until the heavens break. Until you get what you are looking for. There's such a dimension to prayer. That's what Jesus is teaching. Are you here? That's what he's teaching. And when Jesus is teaching about prayer, you have to listen because he has results in his prayers. In fact, that was why the apostles asked him. Because they were praying. An average Jewish person is used to prayer. Prayer is not alien to him. No. It was not alien to them. They prayed. But they met Jesus. Your own is different. You get results. Teach us to pray. And like I digress in the first service, can I do a little digression to bless some people? Listen. Insist to have a productive prayer life. Because productivity and results commands mentorship. It does. Jesus didn't gather them, come, let me teach you how to pray. No. They met him and said, sir, teach us how to pray. It was the same thing that happened in John chapter 3, 1 to 3, about Nicodemus coming, Nicodemus little Jesus, amen. Meaning coming at night to Jesus. He was a popular figure. He couldn't come during the day. But there was something about the result of Jesus that compelled him. And I say this in the first service, that look, in this end time, we will compel the nations to come with superiority of manifestations. In fact, I gave you a context to a simple understanding that helps you interpret the Bible. If that was the first time the word born again was mentioned, okay, the call to action, born again, you must be born again, that was Jesus mentioned. That means we can study the situation around it to know the best way to get people born again. And that statement was not made on the crusade ground. You must be born again. Didn't happen on street evangelism. It happened by a man who saw another man's result and came to him, sir, Kai, you get results. Sir, you are productive. What shall I do to do what you are doing? I say, you have asked a question. You must be born again. He must be born again. Do you know it was the same thing that happened in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost? When the heavens broke, it was manifestations. They were speaking in tongues. And supernaturally, the people who came to celebrate Pentecost heard them speaking their languages. And then they said, these guys are drunk. But the point is, that sign got their attention. And they came. And Peter preached to them, and 3,000 people were saved. We are in the generation of power display. Amen. Power parade. And don't just think of people falling down in power. Amen. People falling down in church. To limit the anointing to that is to be ignorant. The anointing flows in your business. The anointing brings money. Amen. The anointing, oh my goodness, opens doors. It produces superior intelligence. That's what the anointing does. So superiority of results will command the nations. It's the same thing Isaiah said in Isaiah 2. In the last days saith God, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains, exalted above the hills. Then all nations shall flow into her. All nations, they'll begin to tell themselves, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his way. For out of Zion shall proceed the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So my point is the people who come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. What follows? He said, darkness shall cover the head, right? Draws darkness to people. He said, but upon you, the Lord has risen. Amen. And then what follows? He says, nations. Nations shall come to your light. He didn't say you carry your light to the nations. No. Nations will come to your light. And then kings to the brightness of your rising. Those ones, they don't come immediately. But as you stay there generating results, they'll start coming. They'll start coming. Hallelujah. They'll start coming. Kai. They'll start coming. So insist that your prayer life be productive. And this is why we're sharing this. Are we together? Are you still here? In Genesis 18, we saw Abraham demonstrating that importunity in prayer. Importunity there simply means that persistence. Okay? That insistence. That look, this is what I want. You are shamelessly insisting. You have prayed before, but you are praying again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me? Somebody say, Pastor, the Bible says, this sign shall follow them that believe. Blah, blah, blah. You quote it. I prayed for somebody and the person died. I'm not going to pray for anybody again. They have not told you. You will pray for many people again. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here? Persistence. In fact, interestingly, on this other side of eternity is a characteristic that you need to amount to something serious, to anything serious. You have to understand consistency, persistence, and perseverance. Without that, you can't really do anything serious on the earth. You just live based on emotions. You live a very reactive life instead of a proactive life. Are you here, somebody? And that is not God's will. Persistence. So Abraham told the Lord, the Bible says he stood before the Lord, verse 22, and said, Lord, shall the righteous judge destroy the wicked and the righteous together? If you find 50 people, will you destroy them? And the Lord said, no. If you find 20 people, and then he stopped at 10, and the Lord too stopped at 10. Hallelujah. What can you learn from there? That means it wasn't because the Lord was not willing to save. You stopped. Your goods were on the high sea. You stopped. You didn't go to receive them. Amen. Didn't you read about Daniel? He said, from the first day you began to pray, your voice was heard. And I was sent from the throne of God. But the prince of Persia withstood me. Guess what? Daniel did not stop at day one. Let me tell you, you may say, well, the man was sent. Daniel's prayer on the earth was part of what facilitated the angelic intervention for the answer to get to him on day 21. Are you with me? Very important. He didn't stop. That's that push. That praying until you hear the Lord. That praying until something happens. That praying until the heavens break. That praying until you see what you are praying for. Either in signs or in full manifestation. Are we here? Not giving excuses, not cowering, not giving up. What did Jesus? Oh, let me not go ahead of myself. In Luke 18, another story of persistence in prayer. We're going to get there, but let me just quote it for you so that you hear. He said, Jesus spake a parable to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Another way to look at it is listen. Instead of fainting, pray.
that men ought always to pray and not to give up and not to lose heart. He's telling you, don't lose heart. Pray. Don't lose heart. Pray. Amen. You will see the scriptures shortly. Oh, glory to God. We see something else again in Genesis 32. In Genesis 32, 24 to 29. Jacob was left alone. And he wrestled with a man. And then wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Amen. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Next verse. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except thou bless me. Oh God. Again, you see that picture of persistence, of importunity. And he said unto him, what is thy name? He says, my name is Jacob, and blah blah. He changes them to Israel. He said, for as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men and hast prevailed. Keloba. What he's simply saying there is, you will pray until you prevail. He needed a change. First thing, he was left alone. I talked about that shortly. He was left in isolation. He was left alone. Second thing, he wrestled. He wrestled. Now, this is not just some physical stuff. He was dealing with the spirit being here. Are we together? Give me Hosea chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Hosea 12, 3 and 4. Hosea, explain what happened here. Amen. He says, he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Verse 4. He gives explanation. He said, yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He's explaining to you what happened in Genesis 32. He had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept. Prevailed. You can see the color there. Are we together? That means he's explaining what happened there. He had power over the angel and prevailed. How? He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. He made supplication. He wept and made supplication. That was the wrestling. He wept and made supplication. Like Paul saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not physical. But there's a wrestling. Are you here? Here. He said his wrestling was that he wept and made supplication unto God. But it didn't stop. He says, I will not leave you until you bless me. We read men of old. Now we think we have deeper revelations. When you hear of John who now says, give me Scotland. Or the John Knox. He says, give me Scotland or I die. You are praying, give me Sister Mary or I die. Who did this to you? Amen. And that's just by the way. Amen. He says, give me. Oh, I stopped laughing. Just laughing. I shouldn't have made you laugh. He says, give me Scotland or I die. Prayed and prayed and prayed until God gave him his heart desire. Are you here? There's a man called John, not John Hyde, which one was in Switzerland now? I don't know, I'm forgetting all their names. The one who says, in every family in Switzerland, there must be somebody calling upon the name of the Lord. His name was John too. I'm not sure if it's John Hyde. Praying Hyde was the one who went to India. Praying Hyde. It was said that he prayed until he had prayer-induced dextrocardia. You know dextrocardia? The heart shifted from the left to the right. The normal anatomical position of the heart is here. Amen. Now, when you read church history, you see what men and women have done. Men and women have done. There were saints during the European persecution. Whoso walked with God. There was a man, he was said that they cut off his head. The head landed on the ground. He used his hand and picked it and put it back. Madame Guyon. Some of you have read about Madame Guyon of France. Bishop Athanasius of Egypt. People did things. People have pushed church building from one place to the other. How can you explain that? How can those things came from this persistence in prayer? And don't forget that if truly the genus of prayer is the transformation it brings to your soul, that means staying there over time will produce blessings greater than even the physical manifestations you're looking for. It does something to your spirit. It does something to the configuration of your soul. Oh yes, it does. It does. But there must be a stain. You don't wear that. There must be. What are you looking for? There must be a stain. There must be a stain. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me reserve some things for senior class. Amen. Liga Bara for Bible school class. Persistence in prayer. He wrestled with God, with an angel, and he prevailed. He prevailed. Our constancy in prayer. And now, you need to get this. Are you ready? When we talk about constancy in prayer, consistency in prayer, commitment in prayer, this is not to overcome God's unwillingness. No. Remember, God is not the only component in the equation of answered prayers. Many believers forget that. So the idea of perseverance, the idea of persistence, the idea of constancy in prayer is not to overcome the unwillingness of God. Once you understand that, look, God is not the only component of the equation of prayer, you will understand that, look, part of what you're overcoming, number one, is the limitation of your flesh. Number two is the wickedness and the opposition or the antagonism of Satan. Are you with me? So it's not just about God's unwillingness. When you see that, when in your mind, unconsciously or subconsciously, you think that God is the only equation, the only component in the equation of answered prayer, you will be misled. This is why you hear people say things like, but God has heard us now, but God lives in me now, but this happens. That is that God's will is forever settled in heaven. The problem is settling it on earth. He says, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. What of your heart? What of your life? His will being established. This is where prayer comes in. So you are also a part of the equation of prayer. The opposition of the enemy is also a part of the equation of prayer. This constancy, persistence, this is the way I want you to see it. Part of what it does is to crush the limitation of your flesh. Another is to crush the opposition of Satan. That means you stay there until the other components align with the willingness of God. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Did you get that point? Never you think it's about bombarding the gates of heaven. They say tonight we are bombarding the gates of heaven. Hey, Holy Ghost, you owe me something. You owe me. He's not owing you anything. The Bible says all of God's promises are fulfilled in that he raised his son from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus, Lego Rabata, is the eternal proof that God has answered all your prayers. For all of God's promises in him are yay and amen. So we are dealing with other components in the equation of answered prayers. And it's not everything you say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is done. It is done. It is done. It's not done. You are not roasting yam. It's not done. It's not done. Are we here? Stay there until you get it. That was what Jacob did. Glory to God forevermore. In Matthew chapter 15, 23 to 27, that Gentile woman, put the scripture up for me. Matthew 15, 23 to 27. Oh, hallelujah. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. I mean, she was pestering them, for she cried after us. They were embarrassed, came by her. But there's something about the faith of a woman who wants something. Ah, meko bala. Has a woman ever pursued you with broom? All right, 24. But when he answered, and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Ah, many 21st century Christians would have given up at this level. The master has spoken. Are you not seeing it? He says, I am not sent but only to the lost sheep of Israel. She was a Gentile. Then came by her, came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Oh God, persistence. Constancy, commitment. Lord, I mean, if you heard that, you were coming to Jesus to get your daughter healed, and Jesus said, I am not sent to the, I'm sent only to the lordship of Israel. You a Gentile, say, oh yeah, it's not today, but not the faith of this woman. There's something we can learn, because Jesus commended him. We're talking about consistency in prayer, constancy, fervency in prayer. Then came she and worshipped him and said, Lord, help me. There are many things to say, but let's just rush. But he answered and said, again, it is not meet to take the children's bread. It's getting worse. And to cast it to dogs. This is a racist statement. Racism. You can see, you want to follow news media to run agenda, you'll be a confused Christian. A very confused Christian. This statement is racist by definition of CNN and Black Lives Matter movement. This is racism. It's racism. You see, it is not good that I should give that which is for the children to dogs. That's harsh. But you see, the proof that you are growing spiritually is that you have migrated from right and wrong to living by the righteousness of God. If you are living in the arena of right and wrong, Satan will play football with you. Demons will do IT in your house. Once you graduate to living by the righteousness of God, you are in sync with the will of the Father. Are you here? So you have to understand why Jesus had to say that. By the way, that's not where I'm going. If you think it's racist, remove you. Give us a salvation and go home. Amen. But watch this. We can learn consistency, persistence. He said, but he answered and said, it's not me to give the children. Next verse. And she said, truth, Lord. Yet, oh God, this woman will not just give up. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, oh woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you as you have willed. Not my will anymore. As you have willed. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. We stopped too soon. We stopped too soon. We stopped too soon. Are you blessed already? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kero Bakasa. War of Luke 18. 1 to 8. You already know the story. The Bible says Jesus spake this parable to this end. Meaning this was the rationale. This was what he was communicating. This was what he wanted to tell them. That men ought always to pray and not faint. It was a parable about prayer. He says there was a widow and there was an unjust judge that had no respect for man nor feared God. And then this woman kept going. Avenge me of my adversaries. Verse 2, verse 3. Just keep going as I'm quoting. Give me verse 3 now. Avenge me of my adversaries. And there was a widow. Verse 4. Avenge me of my adversaries. Verse 4. And he will not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. Now, and Jesus added, he said, if this unjust judge was wearied, how much more your Father, who is ready to avenge his elect speedily? That means on God's side is settled. Your own is to stay until you overcome the other equation in prayer. Limitations of your flesh. Antagonism of Satan. Negative circumstances in the earth realm. The selfishness of men. Yes, you heard me. The selfishness of men. You will pray. Oh. You will pray. You will pray. Hallelujah. Have it together. Because there are people God has instructed to show you favor who will not until you pray. Who will not? That means their obedience to the instruction is dependent on your tarrying in this persistent praying. Is dependent on your commitment to prayer. Real life stuff. Are you kidding me? I have many examples to give you. Many examples. There are times I come under pressure to send a seed to a person. I know spiritual laws are playing out. Amen. Spiritual laws. Spiritual laws. One day a man of God entered my heart to send a seed to him. I called him. I said, sir, can I get now? Please, just send the account to me now. Even me, I was amazed. How did I come under such pressure? Spiritual laws. Spiritual laws. Spiritual laws. Prayer conditions those things. Oh, men are self-centered, naturally speaking. And you need men to fulfill your destiny on the earth. Don't you think you need to pray? You can see another part of the equation. I was telling somebody recently, or someone told me 8 years ago, that he and his wife have decided to buy me a car. I've not seen the car till now. And it's not because he doesn't have the money. One of the cars he was using at the time was 35 million. Are you here? What am I saying? He's not in his heart, though. He told me with his mouth. When I'm now ready, I will condition him to do it. But I just give you an example of what goes on in men's minds. You will clear it off in prayer. And I also have many, I've used many cars since then. I also have many stories on the other side of people who were conditioned to show me kindness and to show me favor. Oh, conditioned. Are we together? So Jesus talking about persistence there again. Talking about that commitment to prayer. It's necessary. You don't cower. We will pray. You approach prayer with a doggedness that cannot be denied. We will pray. That commitment produces devotion, consistency, and the persistence or perseverance that we're talking about. Are we together? You see, in the writings of Paul and the other apostles, explicitly, you will see this constancy and this importunity in prayer. You will see it. Give me Romans 12, verse 12. Give me Romans 12, verse 12. First King James, I'll show you something, then we'll read Amplified. Proskaterio. He said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. The Greek word is proskaterio. It means to be, let me read the meaning out for you. It means to be earnest towards something. It means to persevere, to be constantly diligent, to give oneself continually upon something. Did you get that? Did you get that? He says, rejoicing in hope, constant. Give me King James first. King James, then Message, not Amplified. Okay. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. We'll see that word more. Continuing instant in prayer. Because the Greek word is double emphasis. It's actually double emphasis. It's from one word though. But they have to break into two because of the meaning in the word that was translated there. Have it together. Remember verse 11. He says, not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. He's shown you how to maintain that fervency in spirit and how not to be slothful in business. He said, you will rejoice in hope. You will be you will continue instant in prayer. That's how to maintain that fervency in spirit. I just want to show you. Give me Message translation of verse 12 now. Message. Ayege balakapa. Oh, look at this. He said, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray. Talk to me, somebody. Pray how? All the harder. Pray all the harder. Pray all the harder. Find the cause. You tell yourself, for this cause, I bow my knees. Oh, for this reason, I bow my knees. My children cannot be misbehaving. My family cannot be somehow. My wife cannot be misbehaving. My husband, no. My business cannot be doing ziggy zaga anyhow. But this cause I bow my knees. If they don't quit in hard times, pray all the harder. Pray all the harder. Oh God Almighty. Pray all the harder. Glory to God. Ephesians 6, verse 18. King James, then Message. King James, then Message. Hey, Kalabuska. King James, then Message. I must learn in community today. We don't have time. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching the unto with all. Can you see that? Perseverance and all perseverance and supplications was in. That perseverance there is the same root word though, translated in that continuing instant in prayer, that communicates constancy in approaching a thing. It's the same thing he's talking about there. But give me Message translation now. You should be used to it in this church. What Message is saying is trying to explain that perseverance. He now says, in the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. We read it earlier. I say, pray all the harder. Here he's saying, pray hard and long. That means in your mind, they tell yourself, as long as I'm praying according to the word, I cannot be denied. So there's no giving up. There's no giving up. If I need to make adjustment in that prayer, the word will come to me. But there's no giving up. There's no giving up. He said, pray hard and long. Persevere. That's what he's saying. Pray hard and long. Glory to God, right now. Colossians 4:2. KJV, then give me Amplified Classic before Message. Colossians 4:2. If I have the same word there, it says continuing prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. The same word translated continuing instant. That proskaterio is the same word there. Okay? Continue in prayer. This Paul writing. Pray, he was writing to be said, continue in prayer. Continue. Continue. And watch in the same. What is the same? Prayer. Watch in the same with thanksgiving. Amplify. Amplify. It says, be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life. This is what we are saying. Earnestness. You are not tired, unwearied, steadfast in your prayer life. Being both alert and intent. Do you have the other Amplify? Second Amplify? Thank you, Lord. If you have the second Amplify, you can put it up. Oh. Be persistent in prayer. Give me Message now. Thank you, Lord. God Almighty. Can you give me extra time? Let me land on the third part so that we'll call this a day. Thank you, Lord. It's a pray diligently. Pray diligently. Pray. You can see the approach. Pray diligently. Pray diligently. Pray diligently. That means you should know when you have prayed. How many of you saw the short video I posted? Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I forgive you, Lord. God, I forgive you. His mind wasn't there. His mind wasn't there. That's the first lesson you should learn from there. Even it has happened to you before. Maybe when you are sleeping and praying. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. You are repeated, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I'm in love with me, Lord. He said, you're in love with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, pray diligently. This is why during corporate prayer, you shouldn't be vacillating with your mind. Okay, you shouldn't be vacillating with your attention. Focus. Private prayer, corporate prayer. That means even when you are praying in church, there's a way you should pray. There's a way you should galvanize your being to pray. That shows if you understand this thing we're talking about. Lebrakopatisa. Number 3, community. Let me jump there. Community. Amen. Are we ready? Now listen to this. The impact of community on our prayer lives cannot be overemphasized. In the scripture, it is both explicitly and implicitly shown that the effectiveness of the church, or what to call the operations of the church, are you with me? Okay, is both communal as much as it is personal. Did you get that? You will notice that most of the epistles were written to churches. How many of you noticed that? You will notice that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, he didn't land on people in their different rooms. He landed on them while they were together in the upper room. Community. Groups. Groups. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. No, our faith. Our faith is a corporate faith he's talking about. Are you still with me? Are you here? So the operational strength of the church Olego bregdoski ste brunde kipatosa. Linka petosu ste palaba. According to the scriptures, it shows clearly and it implies it, that it is as much communal as it is personal. That means there's nothing like you are generating power only by yourself. It doesn't happen. Are you aware that even Jesus taught on the impact of communal praying in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 and 20? He says, "Where two of you are gathered, there I am in the midst of you," right? That should be verse 20, verse 19. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on the earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Listen, there are blessings of this gospel you can never get until you understand the place of unity in prayer, unity in worship, unity in vision. Are we together? You can't get it until you understand it. Jesus taught it. Glory to God forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Doing prayer or understanding prayer from the context of community, I'm going somewhere, okay, creates opportunities for what I call mutual edification. Mutual edification. Write it somewhere. Mutual edification. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kelo brekepo soshoto. Listen to me. This mutual edification is necessary for your growth, and is a truth extremely important for your growth. In Acts chapter 4 verse 23 to 24, then jumping into 31, you will see, when they were afflicted and persecuted, the Bible says they returned and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And what happened? That company, they laid, and when they had prayed, No. Go to the verse before then. Verse 24. Verse 24. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, unity in prayer, and said, "Lord, thou art God." And they began to pray. Then 31, you saw what happened. When they had prayed, the whole place was shaking. The whole place was shaking. When they had prayed, the whole place was shaking. Because what happens in this community prayer is every joint is supplying. Yes, I call it mutual edification. We come together. Oh my God. Somebody is coming with his own uniqueness. Another person is coming with his own uniqueness. As we begin to pray together. As we begin to listen. Fellowship actually means sharing together. That's what fellowship means. That's what communion means. So gathering together in a service like this is beyond me preaching at you. It is a fellowship of spirits. It is a fellowship of graces. It is a fellowship of anointings. It is a fellowship of abilities. It is a fellowship of uniqueness. That means if I'm humble enough and spiritually intelligent enough to position to receive from you, I can partake of the mutual edification. I can partake. What I'm saying is, understanding corporate prayer has a tremendous impact on your personal prayer life. There are fires you catch in corporate prayers, in community praying, that you don't catch in your room. There are fires you catch as we pray together corporately that affect your personal prayer altar. And there are things that happen while you are in fellowship. There's a sharing. There's a sharing. Are you blessed already? There's a sharing. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Do you have a company that you return to pray? Mutual edification. Do you have people that you make fire with? Do you come for prayer meetings? Amen. A revivalist once said that a prayer meeting is the most unloved of God's handmaid. He said this Cinderella is so unloved. Amen. But it's not the case here. Glory to God. I mean that literally. I'm not just prophesying. Amen. So if you have not joined, join. If you have not joined a prayer community, join. Have it together. We're going to go online very soon, having daily prayer watch once our app is out. But now we have prayer meetings, okay, every week, that happens on Mixlr, that happens on ground. Why don't you join? Are you here?
We have total immersions. We have all night. Things happen to you. How many of you have had your prayer lives transformed by coming for prayer meetings? Yeah, let me see your hand. There are many. There are literally many. I know. So imagine what you are missing. Mutual edification. You know, the Bible says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. But there are times where you come for a meeting, somebody speaks in tongues and you are edified. Hey, you say, my God. Sheba, is that tongues? Sheba, you are moving. You are moving. Lapa. You are just enjoying his tongues. But as you are enjoying it, something is happening to you. Why? Mutual edification. They are transference in the spirit. Are you here? You are hearing tongues and something is leaping on the inside. Hey, yeah, hey, hey, you have to say, hear tongues before you know your mouth starts moving. Are you here? How many of you remember the story of that backsliding brother who backslided into fornication? Amen, serial fornication. Who went to a motel to sleep with a lady. But he was once on fire. Mutual edification. He was in a hotel about to commit that. And then, here, lo and behold, a church was using the hall for a meeting. And I'm sure a brother was speaking in tongues. They were praying. He was hearing tongues in that hotel. Something was choking him. He was entering him. Before long, he started speaking in tongues. Lekepa, telita, telita pa. He wore his trouser. Shabatele, pelita, zelitapo, jepa. Until the power of God came upon him. He told the lady, say, I am going. Hey! Are you here? What happened? Mutual edification. Mutual edification. Mutual edification. Mutual edification. Are you here? Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Mutual edification. Things are transmitted in the environment of prayer. Oh, they're happening to you. Things happen while you are partaking of anointings. You are strengthened. You are inspired. Community. There's no loner in this kingdom. That means, listen, watch National Geographic. How do lions kill, especially the antelope and the deer? They have to distract them, to cut them off from the flock, from the herd, rather. The moment they are separated from the herd, they become an easy prey. Why? The lion cannot attack you as long as you are in the herd. He can't eat you. I advise you, the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking a hand. That means it's not everybody can devour. You have to be separated from the communal life. He has to seek it. He says, seeking whom he may devour. He has to first separate you from the communal life. When you get offended and you separate yourself, you become an easy prey. When you get too lazy and you separate yourself, you become an easy prey. When you listen to babblings, babblings say, well, Christianity is between you and God. What nonsense is that? Are you aware that in the Bible, there is nowhere where the word church refers to an individual? Church refers to an assembly. Don't deceive yourself. We may tell you that you are the church. That's to encourage you. Church is assembly. Church is assembly. Church is assembly. Somebody will come say, I'm tired today. I can't go to church. And you're wondering why Satan is doing monkey on your back. No. No. You are living by feelings. You are from when I was small till now. I can't wake up and say today I can't go to church. No. How? That will happen. Why you are committed to a community. You are committed to a community. Look at this. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Provoking unto love and good works. Provoking. That only happens in communal context. Communal context, sorry. It only happens in communal context. Provoking one another to good works. Provoking one another to good works. There's nothing wrong with it. Your friend come and say, I just did 8 hours of tongues. Shika epani askota. Shaba, I say, what 8 hours? What have I been doing with my life? You declare a retreat. Are you here? You declare a retreat. Or maybe you are in this church, you've never come from a prayer church before, and your friend comes and say, man, I was at Glory Zone Total Immersion. We prayed for 8 hours. Be provoked to good works. Be provoked to good works. Be provoked to good works. I did my first 3 days dry charge as a teenager. And how did I do? I heard the preacher saying he fasted 3 days without food and water as a teenager. And I said, I'm a teenager too. What am I doing with my life? My friend, will you fast? On the second day, it was as though I wanted to die, but I'm here. Provoking one another to good works. Provoking one another to good works. Provoking one another to good works. I remember a young man, I mentor him. He used to follow me. Amen. He's not in this ministry. He has never been in this ministry. But I was talking about how he was a junior student in school, and I was a medical student, maybe my 400-500 level. He said that how his prayer life changed, Eddie. He said how his prayer life changed. He was a Christian. He was carrying a lot of home video films and movies. A lot of that. He was going to watch movies. He said he heard tongues coming from Compound One. Shkeba, pepeti, lapruskepa. He said, he told you, he said, ah, that's tongue somebody is praying. Something told you is movies you are carrying everywhere. A fellow student is blasting tongues inside the room. Mutual edification. Mutual edification. Provoking one another to good works. And then verse 25 talks about not forsaking the assembly. I will deal with that fully, maybe two or 3 weeks from now. I don't know. Assembling, I think that should be next week. And then next week or power week. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. Listen, community life has a very significant impact on your prayer life. Community, the group you belong to, the people you pray with, your decision to be a functional part of a church community, it will take you faster. Have 50 sticks of broom, separate the 50 stick, give them to 50 people to sweep a room. And then second experiment, gather the 50 sticks, make it into a bunch of broom and give one person to sweep and see which one is more effective. There's power in unity. There's power in unity. They return to their own company. You should have a place you can go and pray. And at Glory Zone, you are welcome. Are we together? A place that you can pour your heart. People that can stir you up. Any friend that is a demonic portion in your spiritual life, give them left leg of fellowship. Left leg. Left leg. Hang around people that provoke you to good works. And I'm not speaking, there are already people here. There are people on fire in church. There are people on fire in church. Make new friends in church. Are church people perfect? Are you perfect? Why are you expecting others to be perfect? But see their hearts that they love God. See their heart that they want to get better. And lock horns. Lock horns. Get provoked to good works. Don't be unexcitable. Don't be unstimulatable. No. When you hear about the things of the Spirit, be highly inflammable. Highly inflammable. Rise to your feet and speak in tongues. Now the anointing is dead. Jepetola pripekoposa inta petosa kipa jeprepetosi la koprepetosa jeprende kapetosika de la kapetosi la kopate la kapa inta pepetosi la ikapetosi kapetosa le kapa jepeto kapata kapa imaramba. Just speak in tongues. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Shapatolaba. Imarama. Epapapata. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Hilapeto. Imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Shapeto, can you speak in tongues radically, elaborately? Shwapeta topoto. We just heard about prayers. I'm going to extend a little into third service. Shapatolo patilata. Kinka pepeto. Hey, shapato. You say, Lord, pastor has just spoken about constance in prayer, about community in prayer. Lord, in this hall, in this facility, in this service, let something jump upon me. Shabato loko patileko. Ilavrem bemben gombongo dolongo diga gondogo. Ikapetos. Ishapatolo balita. Ipalatosa. Hey! Imaramae. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Hila pateleba. Imaramae. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Pray. Jebriga petolopita. Zepetola priato. Ika pepetola pilato. Something is jumping upon someone. Ila melatonsa. You are being endunamut from within. Imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Imarama. Shabalados. Imarama. Imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Lord, touch our hearts with your fire afresh. Imarama. Touch our souls with your fire. With the coals of heaven. Lepetola bilakopato. Everyone under the sound of my voice. A freshness. A freshness. A strengthening from within. An enablement. An impartation. Lekopatosa. Leprembo kapilatosa. Ilapalaba. Ilakopata. Hide me. Hide me in your secret place. Shepato. Hide me. Hide me in your secret place. My desire is to love you more. Makopotosa. My desire is to know you more. Oh, my lover. Hide me in your secret place. Shapatolo patila kopa, zakapotopa, intapetola priba, intapetolo balikatoska, shapatola pribatosa. A hunger, a fire upon our altar, a fire of prayer, fire of supplication. Shapatopoto, holy fire. Burn upon my altar. Shapato. From within me. Spirit, you take over. Shababaya. Holy fire. Burn upon my altar. Ikabela kozipatonde pata. Shapatona brabila kotoba. Holy fire. Burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Semakora bila koto kapata. Zepetola prianda kapa. Inka pepondo susti vrabakilaka. Lekropati lekon zesteponda kapa. Shapila kopotonda kibalaskata. Shepedon dratilas ki pratila. Shapeto poto palato prapa. Shapelato la bria. Peratila. Peratova. Peratevalo. Shapeta pelabai. patobola pina kata in the baranunsa. Holy fire ila baranusa ayake patosa iva malako pota sepetola pira kota pa. Your life is not the same. Liga pronas you. Keep praying in tongues. Lift your hands. Lift your hands as you pray in tongues. Keep praying in tongues with your hands lifted. Zemilato sabane kata. Lose every bakina kasamatole palata. Lika pato. You will never forget this series. No. You will know this was where your life changed. This was where the coals upon the altars of heaven in your heart was kindled. Zemila sepana. Sujdi farapena kotobatila kasa. Lipatoda. Why, with all due respect, why were you getting depressed? It's fire issue. Fire. Fire. Are you aware that speaking in tongues is an antidepressant? Antidepressant. La potopate. Shapapatoba. Speak in tongues violently. You there, speak in tongues violently. You speak in tongues very violently. Shabatolo kapata. Forget about your mind and speak in tongues violently, radically. Lepetoi shapeta elapeta palatota rabina koba rekopatila shapetoba ilabera rabila kora dileto luvra penatong zishte bilata lopra petolita lepetola pala zepetola pa ikapatoka pale ila palatosa ila palatosa ila palatosa ila pena kevatosa ila kapatosa imana koma nina nona nina kata femela teva metopa ila podo balatapa ila panakosa ila patapa. Pray. You are the Lord Zapato Most High. You are the Lord. Some of you are crossing over dry land. I don't know what rest is before you. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord Shabalatopa. You made the way Shapata in the sea. You are the Lord Hela Belate Shapa. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord Shabenebala. I worship you Most High. You are the Lord Elebalaba. You created heavens and the seas. You are the Lord. Shabalato balaba. Ela kopotola bila kopata. You cannot do. You are the Lord. I see the power of increase. I see lifting power. I see breakout power. Lebetola bila kopoto. Your prayer life will not remain the same. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. You begin to pray with the strength of the God. You understand what I mean? You begin to pray with the strength of the Spirit. He says, not by power, it's not by mind, but by my Spirit. See, the Lord, he said, quicken us, O God, and we will seek your face. Quicken us. Quicken us. That's part of the ministry of the Spirit. You are being quickened. You are being quickened to see his face. To see his face. We have the license to see his face. We have the license to see his face. Again and again and again. To see his face. Elabala. Elalion. Sabatokapa. You are God Most High. Can you press a little more? You are Jesus Christ. Ema memato. You hold the universe. You hold everyone on earth. You hold the universe. The universe, you hold. Ela ba 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 ba. Oh, you hold. Sheba la ba na na na. You hold. Shapato la brava go. The universe, you hold. Ela ba ra ma na. Everyone on earth, you hold. The universe, you hold. Woo! Shapato pola, elapato, elapalato, lepato bolo. The universe, you hold. Everyone on earth, you hold. Shapatola, lift your hands. Ayala kapa. Lift your hands. I'm going to give multiple impartation at once. The power of productivity. Lifting power. In the spirit, I see the power of increase. I saw like a line go up. And the Lord said, this is the power for increase. In the house, lift your hands. Lika prapodo sikapa. Lika bronda kepata. Shepherd, I say lifting power. Because I'm seeing men standing up from the ground as though gravity does not exist. I'm seeing men in the spirit. I'm seeing some of you suspended in the air, off the ground into the sky. And the Lord is saying, this is lifting power. This is lifting power. It has come. This is lifting power. Lifting power. The power of increase. Lifting power. Power for progress. The breakout, sudden breakout power. Shepetola Bila, Lika Brendo Kappa. Some of you is in your prayer life. For some of you is in prophetic utterance. In the workings of the anointing upon you. Lekombra Petonska. The spirit of the ancient. The spirit of God. The spirit of glory. Is coming upon you now. Receive. Receive. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus, let a fresh fire from heaven begin to burn upon the altar of your hearts. In the name of Jesus, let your prayer life receive a freshness. In the name of Jesus, let your hunger for the Lord be moved to another level. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of heaven overshadow your spirit. Let it overshadow your soul. Let it overshadow your heaven. Let the fire from the heavenly altar. Zemila tefama kenata. Meto babina toskapa. Zelia tepato. Liko prepetola pilatosa. Lika patila. Let there be explosions of the fire of heaven upon the altar of your heart. I'm seeing dramatic changes, dramatic. Mark my words, dramatic, dramatic, dramatic. Likaponda. Oh, from this cave of Adullam, we are taking nations and territories. Truly, mark my word too. Melokapatosa. Melokapatosa. Some of you are feeling fire on you. Take, 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 take. Bring that young man for me. Just carry him. Hi. Mapato kapato leke pata. Pass! Pass! Fire. Lebokata. Yes, fresh coals from the altar of heaven. Fresh coals from the altar of heaven. Labor, lift your hand. Receive in the name of Jesus in the overflow. Receive. Receive. Let the power of God come upon you. Let the power of God come upon you. Everything fighting your prayer life. Everything fighting your prayer life. Everything fighting your prayer life. I stand up here with the rod of the heavenly priesthood. With the authority of heaven, I stand here. Lepatola probatila koskapa. I command them swallowed up. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hear me and hear me good. This is a month of sudden breakouts. I speak by the Spirit. Leave the Lord of the breaks. Be our perazim. The Lord of the breaks. Hear me and hear me good. Has broken you out of every tight place. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic constraint. Every resistance, limitation hitherto, the Lord of the breaks has broken you out, and he has broken you into your harvest in the name of Jesus. That depression is gone from you. That depression is gone from you. Gone and never to return. Gone and never to return. Are you receiving? The miracles are in these declarations. And like I challenged you earlier, this fire is in constant. It can't stay together with depression. No, it can't. When you have an antidepressant, it can't. Balakapatosa shoto. Bayalogesuna balakatosa. Father, we thank you. Father, if you are sick in your body, receive your healing right now. I say, receive your healing right now. At the speed of this word I'm speaking, receive your healing right now. I command that growth to dissolve. I command that what do you call it, fibroid, uterine fibroid, to dematerialize now. It disappears now. In the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, you will not find that growth. I curse that breast lump. Disappear now. In the name of Jesus. That chronic low abdominal pain is gone. I cause that sugar diabetes be gone forever. I command the blood sugar to be normal. In the name of Jesus, the hypertension, I curse you. Go! In the name of Jesus, that HIV diagnosis, I command it to be turned to negative. In the name of Jesus, that SS, sickle cell disease, I command it to turn to AA. That AS, I command it to turn to AA. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so it is. Those of you who need jobs, you need jobs, you need money into your business, to inject into your business, you apply for grant, loan, or you are looking for a job to work for salary, in the name of Jesus, receive it with everything you have. A major anointing upon my life is placement in the marketplace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At the speed of this word that I'm speaking, you enter into that job now. You receive that money now. You receive that business now. You receive that contract now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord of the breaks has broken upon you. And that which your hand has been reaching out for is directly in your hand now. That which your heart has been reaching out for is in your hand now. In the name of Jesus, go and return with your testimonies. The job is yours, the business is yours, that funding is yours. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of habits, of negative habits. Lift your hands. Laziness, fear. Mako, masturbation, pornography, addiction, alcohol addiction, spending money, money wasting habits, whatever negative habit followed you into this one, I stand in the name of Jesus and I cut them off from your life permanently. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Is it stretch for the the lantern I say, lantern I call, stretch out the curtains of our habitation. For thou shalt break forth, give me Isaiah 54, verse 3. Verse 2 and 3. Is that verse 3? Just split it up. As you break bread. If you are here, you are not born again yet. Surrender your heart to the Lord. Jesus of Nazareth. Surrender your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll just step. For those who are around for third service, we'll start shortly. Just hold on there where you are. It will be short. Your own service will be short. Amen. And remember, guys, our fasting is today, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right? We're praying in the mornings, okay? On Mixcloud, okay? On Mixcloud at Glory Zone Church. Don't oversleep. 6 a.m. Get your... Go on Mixcloud, Glory Zone Church. And also remember to subscribe there. Amen. That's our audio stream platform. Amen. Do that. We're fasting tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. We're praying every morning, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, and every evening, tomorrow and Tuesday. Okay? Hallelujah. Remember, Tuesday is a Tuesday service, actually, and we'll just take a part of it out to pray. It says, for thou shalt break forth to the right hand and to the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Father, we thank you. Lord, we receive your body. We receive your body broken for us. We receive your blood poured out for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, on this table we have prevailed. Hallelujah. Can you take this, declaring your expectations and giving him thanks? That's all I want you to do. Then we'll rejoice afterwards. Very fast.
Holy, holy. Yeah. Holy, 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 holy. Everybody sing holy.
Just open your mouth and declare the word of the month. Linko Panda, sudden breakthrough, sudden breaks. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as you take the communion, when it gets to you, just take it and begin to make declarations. Mompato Shabranda Galapata. Rabato Sevida Shangatola Bina Kata. Inna Lebana Lagadana Badabayo. O Rabato Safati. Oh, I pray for on every side. Thank you, Spirit of God. Shapanda Lagatana Baya. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody excited this morning, give the Lord a shout of praise. Glory, somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Just remain standing. You can just package your offerings. And if you're giving your tithe, just come forward. Hallelujah. If you're giving your tithe, just come forward very fast. Glory to God. You have just listened to Dr. Karis, a senior pastor of Glory Zone International Ministries. Hallelujah. We exist to win, equip, and deploy supernatural believers everywhere, taking over every sphere. Hallelujah. You can make contact with the anointing and grace upon this ministry, just like you have done on...
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.